Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Zone, 8:48 the time. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. If you missed an interview with Dennis Kelly from the Titans a little bit earlier, we're going to have some clips from that coming up next hour.
No, so, the Undertaker.
The Undertaker, right.
His name, right. His name is Undertaker.
Okay.
That's what I call him.
Dennis the Undertaker Kelly.
Yeah.
You said his favorite wrestler was indeed the Undertaker.
Yeah, I think he's going to go into wrestling. That's what we should have asked him. Is that his next career move?
You never know.
After he takes over the starting offensive tackle job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after he does that for a couple years.
He's also got an advanced degree now, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Kelly's good. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
A lot of smart guys that didn't go to school, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once again, time for take three. Bring it on.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take Three.
All righty. Take Three brought to you by LKQ Pick Your Part. Over 1 million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. You bring your own tools, you pull the parts you need, and you save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com and start your search. We start Take Three with this question. We got all the numbers on the NFL draft yesterday. When is too soon for the NFL draft to return to Nashville? With 2022 still in a spot that will be determined.
2 years.
Really?
I think 3 years, yeah, I think 3 years would be great. It's probably not going to happen, but, maybe 2 years. But I think the novelty will still exist if we get it in 2022.
Oh, man, I think that's way too soon. I'm going 5 to 7 years.
I was thinking 2024 was going to be my...
Yeah, that's a little too soon.
There's
man.
5 years.
I think a lot of people are going to still be recovering.
Yeah. So I'm getting going, Broadway cleaned up.
Yeah, I'm going 5 to 7, man. 5 to 7.
What do you got?
By that point, the Bachelorettes maybe found their house and got out of town.
Well, they might be divorced and working on their second wedding.
It could be a second Bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Olympics rule, at least.
Divorce to start the second.
At least 4 years. Olympics rule. Gotcha. At least four.
Olympic rule.
Yeah, when are we going to be mentioned as an Olympic city? That's the only one we're missing.
Let's get the World Cup first.
Gotcha.
And then we'll get the Olympics after that.
Gosh, we're getting it all, man.
And we're getting the Super Bowl at some point. And we're getting to Major League Baseball. We're going to get it all.
Man, ooh, Major League Baseball.
We're going to get it all. Take number two. Juwan Howard is the new coach in Michigan. He was a terrific player, a member of the Fab Five. Jimmy King and Ray Jackson were the final two members of the Fab Five to play in 1995. Who did they play their final game of college against as seniors?
No, they never were seniors.
Jimmy King and Ray Jackson,
they
played all the way through.
I don't know. North Carolina.
North Carolina, we got one.
I haven't the foggiest idea.
I'm just guessing because that's when Weber called the timeout. I have no idea.
Shaver, you have an
Indiana.
It was against Western Kentucky.
Oh. You Hilltopper, you.
I was there.
A little home cooking.
And Western
magic.
Obviously beat them, right?
Western beat them. They did.
Hey.
You loaded that like I load the Twitter poll questions.
Oh, you bamboozled us.
It looked bleak when Darren Horton fouled out in regulation, but then Michael Frelich hit a key shot in overtime.
Was Clem the coach? Or
no, that was Kilcullen. That was his first year.
Oh, Kill Program?
Yeah, he was
one of your best lines ever.
That was not an original, but that was his greatest moment as Western coach. He beat Michigan in overtime in the game in Dayton. Then they lost to Kansas in the next game. By 5 points.
What's he coaching a middle school team now?
I don't know. His brothers did the whole series of For Dummies books.
Ah.
Wow, man. That's a good history lesson there.
Probably coaching same level as Donnie Tindall at this point, Mark.
Yeah, really?
Hey, man. Darn Tindall.
But Greg Glass is on that team.
Oh, Greg Glass.
Tindall's in the G League.
Yeah, he is.
He was Jerry Stackhouse's X and O guy.
That is correct. He can coach. He just had some other problems.
Yeah, he has some other problems.
He's trying to run.
He was running like an NBA program.
No, he was
running. Have to worry about the grades with the G League.
Yeah, he was running a diplomacy mill in the trunk of his car.
For education pays.
Oh, he got a little sloppy.
You think?
Take number three. We had this discussion with Jason Stark earlier in the week on Tuesday. He thinks it's going to happen in Major League Baseball sooner rather than later. Would you like an electronic strike zone to where you take it out of the umpire's hands and you basically have, you know, some sort of lasers or however you'd use it to determine balls and strikes?
I'm okay with it because they're going to keep an umpire back there.
And yeah, you'll have to have an umpire back there.
And
right?
You'll at least have a uniform strike zone. And you can't sit there and say that it becomes, because it's so arbitrary right now. And you know, just depending on the umpire, I think that would bring some uniformity and, you know, maybe even more credibility to that position.
Well, be consistent, that's for sure. Now, how do you then know how soon or where would you look to know if you got a strike or a ball?
Well, it'd be immediate. I mean, it might be a deal where,
like, well, I know it'll be immediate, but who is identifying, since it's a machine that actually is doing it? I mean,
you're going to have an umpire behind the plate, so yeah,
he's still not calling it.
Tell me
how this whole part's going to work. It's going to be something in his ear saying, hey, that was a strike.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it could work that way. Like, the umpire could have an earpiece and they just buzz it as soon as it's a strike and he makes the announcement.
Okay.
I mean, if tennis officials, you know, still officiate matches, you know, with something like that, I don't see why umpires can't.
I definitely agree with it because I want to see consistent. And I think then that would help a home run because then they're going to just start using their bats and hitting all those spots even more so. Guess what? The machine's going to have tendencies.
I just want to see, you know, it's like we said with Jason. I just can't wait to see somebody argue with the machine.
He's going to be
a machine in Kansas City calls the outside strike a lot.
You can work the
outside corner
all day, right?
What do you think, Schaefer?
Absolutely. I'm ready for the Rock'em Sock'em robot generation. Let's go. Let's get here. Yeah. I do want to see somebody go out there and argue the computer, though, and throw dirt on them and take a base and throw it at the computer. I mean, this could be
Couldn't you see Yasiel Puig taking a swing at the robot with a bat?
Yeah, that would be humorous.
Might actually make contact with it. It'd be good.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Yeah. And the robot, give him a DDT.
Our bonus question on take three. Bucks and Raptors, they play game five tonight. Has your thinking changed about that series with Toronto taking a couple at home?
I'm not going to overreact. I think Milwaukee wins tonight.
Mark thinks the Bucks are a generational team. I mean, he's...
Well, they were during the regular season. Now let's the Celtics series. But let's make a distinction here. The Raptors have played really well the last two games. I thought the Bucks let them off the hook in game three. And Milwaukee, you know, looked like they did against the Celtics in game one and game four.
Well, Toronto let Milwaukee off the hook in game one. So that thing could have gone either way.
Man. This is a tough one, man, because I want Kawhi to make it, and I just don't know if he's going to be healthy enough. So that leans me towards fear of the deer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Lowry's more hobbled right now, they said, than Kawhi is.
Lowry, what happened to him?
He got dinged up, too.
I don't know. He has a sprained left thumb. I don't know about any other injury.
Like 25 points of that.
Just last night he had close to 30. Yes, he actually was one of the main cogs of taking him down. He had a big night. So, as much as I want the Raptors, I'm going to go with the Bucks in five in game five. But that means whoever wins game five probably is going to win the series, I bet.
All right.
Fear the deer.
Fear the deer.
I thought you were going to ask about Drake.
No.
Don't get me started on this.
All
right. We have a whole hour to go, Mark. We'll get you started a little bit. Right.
Maybe we will get you started on Drake coming up.
So we got to fear the Drake.
Yeah.
Mark can mark out.
8:56. That is take three. Excellent. This Thursday morning here on 104.5 The Zone. It is brought to you by LKQ Pick Your Part. Again, over a million parts from hundreds of cars you can select from. Bring your own tools. You pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com. Start your search.